Fires burned in central Istanbul as police moved to clear Taksim Square, the focal point of the protests. The move further angered the activists who have vowed not to back down. And they seem to be gaining support in the country's mainstream, including this protest march by lawyers. Turkey's Islamist Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has dismissed the protesters as naive and emotional and suggested they're influenced by foreign elements. But Turkey expert Dimitar Bachev of the European Council on Foreign Relations disagrees. He spoke to VOA via Skype.
This is an important turning point because a substantive segment of the electorate has shown a yellow card to the Prime Minister. Many people in the ruling party have drawn the right lessons, but judging by the heavy-handed, angered reaction of the Prime Minister, positive developments won't be easy.
For many Turks, this is about what they call creeping Islamization of their once staunchly secular society. But it's also about what some see as a government that, after 10 years in power, is just not listening to anyone who opposes it. Turkey expert Gul Berna Olshan of Royal Holloway University of London visits the country frequently.
Each time I traveled to Turkey, I saw the society more divided, more angry, more dismayed by the government, but also they felt helpless. Some people could even speculate in some months ago that when I was in Turkey that this could, you know, end up with a civil war, because people are so polarized.
In spite of the widespread protests, Turkey is nowhere near that. But analysts say the government has a lot to do to repair its image, even among some of its own supporters. More broadly, analyst Olcan sees something positive amid all the unrest.
Long term, this is a very healthy development, showing that people want to actually have their rights and they are ready to defend it.
What's needed, many analysts say, is for the ruling party to recognize that and move to be more inclusive, rather than just sending in the security forces. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.